Hello, I'm Peter Ashman, and I'm delighted to be able to share my career story with you on the wonderful ALPSP Careers Hub. And mine is a bit of an unusual career journey and unlikely to be like any of yours, but I hope that some of the decisions I made during my career and some of the things that happened to me will be helpful to you as you develop your careers. So for 5 years, I was the chair of ALPSP, and at the same time, I was CEO of BMJ. But my career started when I left school at 16 and took a job as a postboy in a television company. I never pursued an academic qualification of any sort, so I've never been to university. So I started as a postboy in a television advertising company and did that for a while. Got a job as a sales executive, and 10 years later, I left the company as a sales head. I say left the company, I'd been made redundant. And that is something that is going to happen during your career, quite likely. So I did other things for a couple of years, and then in the absence of anything else to do, somebody said to me that Current Science Group, scholarly publisher, were looking for a part-time postboy. And so I took that job, not knowing anything at all about scholarly publishing at the time, and there I found myself back in the post room. The owner of the company found out that I'd had a career in advertising sales, and he offered me the chance to sell advertising in their journals, which I did for a couple of years, and it seemed to go quite well. 2 years later, I was contacted by The Lancet, and I joined them as their sales director for selling in the UK and internationally. 2 years after that, The Lancet offered me the opportunity to go to New York and be their vice president of publishing. So I spent 5 years in New York doing that. And when that came to an end, I came back to the UK and I saw an ad in The Guardian for a publisher for the British Dental Journal at Nature Publishing. So I applied and got that job and spent 7 very happy years at Nature Publishing Group and ended my time there as their publishing director. During that time, I was contacted by BMJ asking if I'd be interested in joining them as their publishing director. Well, when they first contacted me, it wasn't the right time, and I said, although I really was very interested in that position, that it wasn't the right time for me, so I didn't pursue it at that time. But then a year later, they came back to me and they were still looking for their publishing director. It was the right time for me then. So I applied, went through the process and became the publishing director at BMJ. A few years later, there was the opportunity to apply for the role of CEO of BMJ. And I applied and I didn't get an interview. I clearly was unqualified to do the job at that time. So I carried on and had a great job as publishing director at BMJ anyway. But 4 years later, the CEO position became available again. And so I applied, and after quite a long and lengthy and very rigorous process, I became CEO of BMJ at the end of 2016. And that's where I ended my career, and I retired and I'm now doing something completely different. So I was able to retire in my 50s and pursue my other interests. So that's my career. A couple of unemployments along the way, 2 roles as a postboy, and yet I ended up as CEO and chair of ALPS. So certainly not conventional, especially as I never went to university. So what might some of the things that happened to me in my career be of value to you? Well, I think hard work, tenacity, focus, dedication and drive are key things in any career. But building a network is a really important part of a career progression. And I know that there's a video about building your network on the ALPS Careers Hub. So do take a look at that. In terms of building a network, obviously there's LinkedIn. Go to conferences, though. Go to as many conferences as you're allowed to go to, and network and ask questions during sessions. It's a great way to get noticed and also just to build your own profile as well as learning things. Take every learning opportunity that's available to you. ALPSB have a wonderful range of learning tools and events and activities, so do go to those. Go to their networking events as well for ALPS and all of the other industry bodies. Really valuable way to get yourself known, as well as to get to know other people in the industry and generally to keep up to date with what's going on. But very importantly, I think, is to volunteer for committees. That's how I ended up as chair of ALPSB. So ALPSB and the other professional bodies all have committees, and they're looking for people to volunteer. It's a great way to share your experience, get to know other people, and find out also what else is going on within the industry. So that's a very important thing to do. During your career, particularly when you become a manager, I do encourage people to focus on the people. It's really important. You can never spend too much time working with people, ensuring that the teams around you are fully engaged, aware of what's expected of them, both in terms of what they have to do and in how they want to do it. So ensure that your teams are well engaged, and then give them space and the support to allow people to succeed. So certainly do spend time on your people skills. And when an opportunity for a job arises, as mine did with the CEO position, for example, do your prep. Look at what value you think that you can add to an organisation, and what difference you think that you can make to that organisation. So you can never overdo your prep. Think about the questions that you would think you're going to be asked during an interview process, and get someone else to help you through that. Don't do it on your own. Try and find somebody that you can bounce your thoughts off. Never give up, never give in. It's never a straight line in a career. Mine certainly has been a mixture of squiggly lines, roller coasters, and ups and downs along the way. But hopefully at the end of it, your career will be upwards overall as you look back on it. So stick with it. Good luck in your career. Anything can happen if you want it to, and if you want to get in touch to find out a little bit more about my journey or just want to keep in touch with me, feel free to connect with me via LinkedIn. All the very best.